WBAN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Hey, welcome to the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Radio. Momentarily, I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Chris Switzer, from the Freedom Ministry. We're kind of combining forces there, and we just put out a really awesome 2-hour-long, in-depth production on the YouTube channel, on the BitChute channel. I hope to get that to you. I really want you to share that with everyone you know. It also covers Talpiot, Unit 8200, Israeli high-tech, all that stuff. Really, really some good solid work there. I hope that you guys enjoy that. Today we're also going to be covering the IDF and Mossad connections that not many people are talking about in relation to the Jeffrey Epstein case. So that's going to be pretty interesting too. I had sent this over to Chris just the other night, and he was digging into it. There's from the soccer FIFA corruption, Panama Papers, and this interesting individual by the name of Nicole Junkerman. That's what an interesting individual we're talking about there. Anyway, the connections run deep, and you know, it blows my mind, this whole Epstein scenario, this whole Epstein thing. It's just insane. I'm hearing some noise in the background there. I hope we have... Oh, and there's Chris entering. Chris,
hello, hello, show,
buddy. This is my new co-host. You got your sound all right?
Hopefully.
All right, we definitely have some issues there. If you have any problem, just hang up and have the producer call you back on your phone. I'm going to send over. Just excuse me for 1 second, folks, while we make sure that everybody has the numbers that they need here, the proper numbers they need. Hang on. And I'm sending this over to you, to the board. That's the number, just in case we don't have good sound. Anyway, what we were talking about, the Epstein associate that nobody is talking about. And you did some digging, as I understand, right, Chris?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Into Junkerman and all that stuff. Yes.
Okay, good. So why don't you tell us what you found so far?
All right. Well, as far as Junkerman goes, it's just like another thread in the whole Epstein saga that can be pulled on, and you can just keep going endlessly down the rabbit hole. It looks like, you know, she was one of the Mossad honey traps, if you will, used to blackmail people and gain information for all sorts of reasons, you know, state reasons, corporation reasons. She was on the Lolita Express, of course.
Yeah, we're talking about, so people understand, this is a German-born Israeli state intelligence operative that bases herself out of London, right? So,
correct.
So that people understand who we're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, they call it real life Bond girl.
All right, listen, Chris, reconnect on the phone. We're having some major sound problems with your headset or something's going on.
You got it.
All right. So we're gonna reconnect with Chris. This is our first show together, so we have to iron out the little hiccups. So apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. But this lady that we're talking about recently infiltrated the NHS in the UK, the UK Department of Health and Social Care, with the help of one of their prime ministers, Matt Hancock. And her presence signifies a major threat to the data security. Now, listen to me. This is very important because here we go back to the Israeli high tech and their technological takeover of all things in just about every major Western country. It signifies a major threat to the data security of every citizen in the United Kingdom. Every single piece of data about British subjects, their health issues, blood type, the model of their wireless pacemaker, keeping them alive, every detail of every embarrassing medical problem in the hands of the Israeli state apparatus and potentially sold off to the highest bidder. This is something that we've seen these other tech companies do time and time again. And it's kind of funny, who are these, like Facebook, who is it owned by? Zuckerberg. What were they doing? Selling off your information. Well, you know, having your information is far more important to these people, but they also... Okay, good. Chris is back with us. So they learn how to capitalize that on that as well. So anyway, Chris, you're back with us?
Yes. Here we go. Right. All right. Hopefully you guys can hear me a lot better.
I can hear you fine. We'll get that ironed out for next broadcast. No worries. So tell us, I've been giving people a little bit of the background on her data collection, and, you know, right down to people's wireless pacemakers.
Yes.
That's really Orwellian stuff. But so it, again, ties into whole Israeli tech control / takeover type thing that's going on. So, okay, so go ahead on with what you were telling us.
Sure. Well, like you were saying, you know, it comes down to all different technologies, the whole 5G, Internet of Things, technology grid, you know, that they're trying to literally get us all invested in. And I don't mean invested just financially, but invested socially and habitually, and just becoming our whole lives online. They want us to be linked. They want us to be completely linked. And, you know, that's what she's essentially doing, is trolling for different information. But she's doing it for, you know, high-level targets. And she's definitely trying to infiltrate, you know, different states and corporations that work for different states to basically blackmail them and leverage them so that they can basically do Israel's bidding, or the Mossad's bidding, if you will, or, you know, the Israeli secret state, whatever you want to call it. The Zionist, you know, machinations that we see at work today, and we see basically going into spin mode and protection mode right now with the whole Epstein, you know, shit coming unveiled.
Yeah.
And unraveled. But the article that you showed me, Tom, it can be used as like a template. It's written very well, and the author of the article makes, you know, 100% sense. They have been at it for years, as it says right in the article. I could just pick up, just read you a tiny bit here. It says, once I find somebody who I suspect of being involved in espionage, I will track down all existing information on that individual and build the story of their lives as best I can. I learn every known habit they have, and instead of immediately writing an article about them, I just continue to note their activities with interest. I have been watching many potential state actors for a fair few years. I've also missed out on breaking a few good stories by waiting for too long. But I want to simply show you the past as much as I want to show you the present and even possibly the future. And that's the key thing, is being able to literally see their plans and be able to pick these people out, you know, before they become in the news media, you know, because of just sheer blatant, you know, exposure that it had to be covered, like Epstein. You know, and I was talking to you off air about, you know, my suspicions of Warren Buffett, essentially fitting the same bill as like an Alan Dershowitz and Epstein. You know, they're high level handlers, or they have handlers themselves. They also control people under them, and they're used for this whole blackmail, corporate espionage, and intelligence, you know, tradecraft. And it's essentially using these people, civilians, if you will, as their little foot soldiers, you know, across the global map and the geopolitical chessboard.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. This lady, man, she's a. There's links to IDF, Mossad. Just you know, this Epstein thing, I think, has been. I don't want to say the exposure of it has been a blessing. I don't want to say it's a blessing because it's a travesty upon these children that this was perpetrated on. But the exposure of this, a lot of people saying, oh, well, you know, this is just to distract us. You know what? I think this is one of those times that the wheel fell off the car there, and it fell off quicker than they could do damage control. You know, we have Bill Clinton and Alan Dershowitz and all of these other and Trump himself, all surrounded by this group of Israeli intelligence agents. You know, for years. We have pictures like of Trump with Ghislaine Maxwell. Anyway, I'm getting a little off target, but anyway. So back to Jonathan. So
absolutely right.
Her business portfolio. Yeah. Let's see. She was born in Dusseldorf. She studied business administration, international, University of Monaco. Went on to study management development at Harvard Business School in the United States. She speaks like 5 different languages, perfect for intelligence. I mean, she would be the person, you know. So anyway, there's a lot in this article, and I'll post this in the archive so people can click on this article. But it talks about her involvements with FIFA, the World Cup. And that's interesting, but There was a lot more nefarious activity that she was involved in. You want to keep giving us a report on this?
Yes, absolutely. Like we touched upon briefly, during her time at Infront Sports and Media, Junkerman would be caught flying on Epstein's Lolita Express on 3 occasions. Mm-hmm. You know, going back to Manifest,
sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but without Jeffrey Epstein's typical entourage and security, it would be different.
Yeah.
Manifest.
That's exactly it. It wasn't like the whole entourage was there. This was a private meeting. You know, we have three occasions of her being on the Lolita Express, the infamous now, you know, Lolita Express Manifest. She's on there. But like Tom said, it wasn't with the normal entourage. At that time, she was 27 years old. So it's very unlikely that they're dating, as everyone knows Epstein isn't interested in fully sexually developed adults. So true. You know, so she wasn't there to be his little sexual toy, although she is attractive. That's not the case, though. That's not why she was there. You know, she was much more useful as an operative, of course, and not a sexual toy. So in this case, she was meeting with him for, you know, you can just use your imagination, but it's already painted the picture as far as Epstein goes. Harvard's a big connection here. Epstein, him donating $30 million to Ivy League to Harvard. So he has a high-level, you know, public relationship with Harvard. He's connected on many levels. That's the university that's used as sort of a hotbed for Mossad and CIA activity, as are many, many of these Ivy League colleges, not just Harvard. But it's definitely one, and that's another school that you can get into talking about, you know, the whole, you know, affirmative action and then totally just, you know, taking students in because of certain qualities, let's say. I'll go there. And, you know, a very small percentage of the overall population of the United States, but they're just taking a very inordinate amount of people from minorities in over people that might be way more qualified. And be, say, Asian ethnicity or Caucasian ethnicity or something other than the other minority. So Harvard is definitely a big, big piece to the puzzle. I'm sure you can just dig on Harvard alone, talk about Harvard and Mossad and the whole blackmail ring. But it goes there. You know, they're probably discussing just their business, you know, relationship and what they had planned, I'm sure. Now, they got some way to be private, you know, and
yeah.
Of course it's coming out now, but you know, we don't know what went on in the Lolita Express. We weren't a fly on the wall in that ride, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and she's also involved in a company called Carbon 911. Carbine 911, and this is really interesting. This is a call handling platform for 911 services that it does a number of things. It allows the stream to emergency directly of the responding emergency services to tie into it. And it does a lot more than that. It uses personal data, location data, live video, data from surrounding. Now, think about this. These people who we know that were intimately involved in and around 9/11, look at the Urban Moving Systems Mossad operation that was going on in and of itself. Now you have these type of individuals basically selling this 911 call system all over the world. It's just, wow.
Yeah, and it's just the same as like Odigo. You know, as we know, yeah. Odigo communication systems technology was used to warn people not to go to work that morning in Lower Manhattan. That was admitted by Barney Frank on you can pull it up on YouTube. I'm sure it's on there somewhere. But he said, I know that that's true because I got the message. You know, one of those kind of cryptic responses. I mean, he admitted it, you know.
Yeah, that's something that's been thrown in a lot of people's faces because a lot of people don't know how to respond to it. They don't have, because it's, you know, it goes back sometime.
Sure.
People that say, the Jews were warned. Well, not exactly. And so creating that false argument that to start off mm-hmm. with. But people in the know certainly were, and Israeli tied Zionists, there were people that were informed, such as Barney mm-hmm. Frank and a lot of other people like that. So so to say that that's all big conspiracy theory. All right. It's a conspiracy theory. Okay. Well, I beg to differ with the evidence that we have, but okay. People love to deny these facts all the time.
I mean, it's all they're facts, you know. They love to conflate issues and literally, you know, change the way that terms and words are presented in common parlance so that when you talk about these things, whereas, say, 15, 20 years ago, saying, you know, one thing meant one thing, 20 years ago, literally today, you know, from back in the 90s, it's different. They've literally done that much damage with our language. And I mean, trying to think of a good example off the top of my head, but I mean, they've really done that much damage with our English language in just a generation. It's so frightening.
Yeah. Well, getting back to Carbine, by the way, the chairman of the board of directors, is Ehud Barak, who's under investigation as he's running for prime minister of Israel right now, under investigation for his financial dealings and social dealings with Jeffrey Epstein. So both prime ministers, Netanyahu and Barak, both running for prime minister, both of the major candidates, both under investigation.
And who but Ehud Barak?
And he's a former head of military intelligence, too, right?
About 9/11. Right on television that day, telling us who the patsy was. You know, Osama bin Laden.
Like wasn't even an hour. That wasn't even an hour.
First hour.
And even the commentator said, "Well, we're not saying that it's him." Oh no! Yes. We're not saying that it's him. He's just, you know.
But then he goes, "Oh, but surely, you know," and just kind of reinforces the idea that, no, this is a terrorist.
This is who it was. No, we're not saying it is, but this is who it was. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, yeah. That famous book, that was Ehud Barak.
Oh, he's one of those pips, isn't he? Oh.
Yep.
In the 1970s, he led a whole bunch of these terrorists. Operations, including by the way, dressing in drag to kill members of the PLO, which I just think it's kind of funny. Thinking about Ehud Barak dressed in drag is rather humorous to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm looking at his little mugshot here on the article that, you know, we're talking about. Chairman and investor Ehud Barak, his little smirk there, and I'm just trying to picture him in drag. I can't even do it.
The killer drag
right above that. Right above that, I just wanted to mention, I didn't want to cut you off earlier, but Carbine, the company Carbine 911 that we're talking about, simply, it goes by Carbine, popularly talked about, but it was originally called Rapporti Homeland Security. So, I mean, that's not
Hang on, we're going to have to stop right there for a break for our sponsors there. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. RTR Truth Media, Tom Lacabara Stewart, and Chris Switzer.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, rose the sea of tears. With no provisions, but no faces, oh, the straits of fear.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. RTR Truth Media on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart, joined by Chris Switzer. I have to apologize to you for a little bit of the. You know, we have a couple little bumps that we're gonna have fixed by the next broadcast. I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing Chris. So if we talk over one another, just bear with us, ladies and gentlemen. We will have this fixed by next broadcast. So anyway. We were talking about carbine. To pick up where you left off, you were at a good spot there.
Sure. Yeah. No, I was just bringing up the fact that, you know, as many of these companies do, their first derivation of their name often gets changed. You know, once they get a little traction and figure out where they're going with whatever front cutout or corporation, you know, they've created for its use in the intelligence world. And in this case, it was originally called Rapporti Homeland Security. That was the first incarnation of what is now Carbine 911, which is just simply called Carbine. That's all I was just bringing, you know, bringing to everybody's attention.
And that's not a typo, Rapporti.
They repeat that more than once. Yeah, they report. Right. I mean, they repeat the Rapporti with the Y thing. So if it is a typo, they repeated the typo.
Okay. That's just weird. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, These people apparently have longstanding, always had ties as Israeli state assets. Let's see, Jeffrey Epstein's original meeting with the then recently graduated Junkerman was as a recruiter for the Mossad. How interesting. How interesting. And it shouldn't, it really shouldn't blow anybody's mind. These are IT experts. This is what, you know, this is what Unit 8200 does, right? This is what the whole Talpia thing's all about. It takes these extremely high, well-talented people and thrusts them, trains them in intelligence, and then thrusts them out into the private sector to do all of these things.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Let's see. She was buying up as many startup tech firms at the end of 2018 as she could. Jeez, Matt Hancock. I'm reading through this information as we're going. I mean, just this lady, this lady is basically the poster child for everything that, that we've been talking about with the Israeli high tech, with this Unit 8200 and Talpiot stuff going on. She's like the poster. She's like Absolutely. The poster child for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I just wanted to double check. Reportee Homeland Security is that's correctly.
That is
for
correct.
Whatever reason that is the name.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, huh. I mean, if you guys recall, a Black Cube, you know, was brought to light with the Harvey Weinstein stuff. And, right. You know, they used the women sort of, it reminds me of this Bond girl, you know, how they used the same type of operative to basically infiltrate themselves into, you know, supporting roles, you know, in people's lives that they're targeting, such as, you know, a producer, you know, trying to get information from the producer's live-in girlfriend or wife or, you know, what have you, and becoming friends with them and, you know, just that sort of thing. But it reminds me of that. The same type of feel, you know, what they do with the private intelligence network, it's the same blueprint. It's the same, you know, machination that they use over and over again, whether they call it Mossad, Black Cube, NSO, Psy Group, whatever they call it. They're operating under this same umbrella of actors and handlers and using sexual blackmail and leverage to get what they want and to force people to do their will.
Jeez. Well, you know, the tangled web they weave when they practice to deceive, it really makes it difficult to tear through of all of it. I'm surprised this much has come to light. But this this lady obviously has some deep ties with Epstein, and that's really disturbing, this Israeli tech. And also this another program that here's this one ad says London hospitals could offer patient data to Google-backed artificial intelligence startup in bid to develop better drugs. This is something else that this Junkerman is involved with machine learning to augment medical and biological research. Oh man, just how deep this goes, who knows? I don't know. You know much about that? What do we know? What more do we know about this lady before we move on?
Well, with that thread, that same line of thinking, with the artificial intelligence and buying up all these, you know, startup tech companies and all that stuff. If you, you know, look into that, it can go in so many directions with Elon Musk and his connections to Israel and his companies and his visions for AI. And his own programs that he's trying to unveil, where he's saying he basically wants to upload our minds. He wants to upload our whole essence onto the cloud, essentially. And then that's what he's trying to do. And in this article I just pulled up from The Guardian, it's an Elon Musk article that kind of runs parallel with what we're talking about. It's called Elon Musk, Artificial Intelligence is Our Biggest Existential Threat. And a little bit down in the article, and I read two paragraphs, is Summoning the Demon. That's the heading. The technology entrepreneur is often likened to a real-life Tony Stark, from Marvel's Iron Man comics for his role in cutting-edge companies, including SpaceX. A privateer space exploration company holds the first private contracts for NASA for resupply of the International Space Station and the electric car company, Tesla. And if you recall, he pulled the stunt where he supposedly put a Tesla in space. So it just goes off in so many directions. But what this guy is essentially telling us is that this is the future, this is now, and it goes in with the whole singularity thing and chipping people and, you know, all that stuff that we've all learned about in this, you know, realm of research. But it's going into all that and the darkness of it and essentially people talking about the mark of the beast. And, you know, it goes in so many different spin-offs, so many different directions. But with this artificial intelligence stuff, it looks like, as you said, she's involved in this, you know, Junkerman with her companies. And as far as keeping tabs on people, you know, with the whole NHS over in the United Kingdom and the medical information, they're doing the same thing in America. You have to believe that, you know. It's for world events. So they're collecting data on all of us, you know, to better control us. That's what it all is. That's what it boils down to.
Let's see here. Okay, so we pretty much covered that pretty well. For interesting news for folks, I'm sure people have heard about this. A ship owned by J.P. Morgan, I thought this was kind of interesting, and operated by Mediterranean Shipping Company, was temporarily released on Friday, and this is after weeks after it was seized in a drug bust that found 20 tons of cocaine. J.P. Morgan's asset management arm, which owns the ship, and MSC together paid $50 million in cash and a surety bond to secure its temporary release. And apparently the ship was crossing the Atlantic Ocean on its way to the port of Rotterdam in the Netherlands when it was stopped. And the bust, which was last month, was one of the largest in U.S. history, leading to the temporary suspension of MSC's participation in a customs check program by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The program is called CTPAT, which is basically the Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism. It was established in 2001, of course, and allows shipping companies that strengthen their security measures to clear border checks more quickly. So they're temporarily suspended from that program. I think that this is really kind of interesting. J.P. Morgan, weren't all these banksters way deep in the whole heroin and poppy trade going way back before we were even a country, right?
Oh yeah.
Looks like they're still at it. So I thought that was a little interesting tidbit of information. Let's see, what else do we have? What else do you have for today? I mean, you got some stuff.
Yeah. No, I was just getting into some of the threads from what we were talking about with the original article, and it actually took me down a path that I found kind of interesting, talking about an agency. Let me pull it up here. An agency called Pond. It was a off-the-books intelligence operation right during World War II, and it was essentially the CIA before the CIA.
Uh-huh.
And essentially what it did is they created U.S. military intelligence as a counterweight to the Office of Strategic Services, the forerunner of the CIA. It functioned as a semi-autonomous agency for the State Department after World War II, and ended its days as a contractor for the CIA with links to J. Edgar Hoover's FBI. But it essentially had ties to Israel and Israeli intelligence, and the birth, you know, early on of Israel is what it seems like, is what I was, why I got led to it, and essentially it was connected to, exactly, American Express, National Bank, Philips, Dutch-based electronic giant. That's what led me down this path. American Express is tied to Warren Buffett, okay? He is a big, owner of, you know, American Express. American Express is used as a cutout for both CIA and Mossad. So it's a big connection, and like I said, I'm trying to double down on Mr. Buffett and get
down to
you know, a lot of his portfolio and what he's all about. But it seemed to tie in with this early agency called Pond. And it's interesting looking into it. The way they describe it here, which I thought was pretty neat, was that Pond operated essentially as an off-the-books operation, and they called it Pond because they looked at it as a little pond off of the big sea of intelligence groups. And so they referred to themselves as the Pond, but, like, for instance, the G2 military intelligence was like the, what did they say, it was the ocean or something. But they changed it all and essentially described it in that way. The head of the Pond was Colonel John V. Grombach, a radio producer, businessman, and ex-Olympic boxer who got a small black poodle under his desk. He attended West Point but didn't graduate with his class because he had too many demerits, according to a U.S. Army document. His nickname was Frenchie because his father was a Frenchman who worked in the French consulate in New Orleans. And as we know, New Orleans is a hotbed for naval intelligence. They're a hotbed for NSA activity. They're also connected to Israel. So it all ties back to Israel over and over, every threat I look at. And as we know, from the JFK assassination research, Oswald, you know, has big ties to New Orleans. That's where he grew up a lot of his life. He was ran out of that area by the FBI. What's his name? Who ran out his office out of there. FBI guy who ran a private agency after he supposedly retired from the FBI. Mm-hmm. Can't think of his name. But Jim Garrison was looking into him, the DA of New Orleans, you know, who did his case against Clay Shaw.
Yeah, Bannister, you know, I have to say, I have to say as a disclaimer, a lot of people know I went on Sean Stone's, Oliver Stone's son, Sean, I went on his show, Buzzsaw, and, you know, I got mixed emotions of response to that because of the JFK movie and how they covered New Orleans, they covered Garrison, but they absolutely did not touch any of the stuff that was going on between Kennedy and Ben-Gurion. Or the Jewish gangsters that were involved, the Jewish mob that was involved. Like, you know, they mm-hmm. of course, Jack Ruby had to be in it, but, you know, there was no background on who he really was or who he really worked with, which was Jewish mafia. It was Jack Rubenstein was his real name. I mean, it didn't go down any of those very, I think, extremely important rabbit holes, even going to motive. You know, when people say, you know, I know that the majority of people that have been propagandized by the whole JFK assassination, when you say that, you know, Israel was behind that, people are like, oh, now you just think that Israel's behind every. No. If you really look at what was going on with Kennedy and Ben-Gurion and Dimona and Israel, Israel's building up of nuclear arms and what Kennedy was trying to get inspectors in there and Ben-Gurion was, you know, all but absolutely trying to keep that from happening, and it comes to find out that, you know, later on in NUMEC, of course, that the Israelis not only stole nuclear material but technology in it, you know, who was running NUMEC, you know. So they call it, a lot of the articles on it, they call it the transfer of nuclear materials to Israel, which is a really nice way of saying theft and relocation.
Sure.
We put in an article on RTR. If anybody goes to rtrtruthmedia.com and you go to a little search box and you type in just JFK, the very first article that pops up all covers all of that with facts and details. But, you know, like I said, though, you know, this movie that you just pointed out, the JFK movie, I'm really disappointed. I guess I shouldn't be shocked, but disappointed with Oliver Stone. Because, you know, I have to give Sean Stone, I have to give him a lot of credit because on Buzzsaw, he's had people that have spoken directly about the Israeli involvement. Right. So I wonder how his dad
Chris
felt about that.
On.
Yeah. I bet dad wasn't too happy about that.
No. Another name that you that comes to mind when you mention, you know, the Jewish mob and the gangsterism tied back to Israel for the JFK situation and it not being mentioned at all in JFK is absolutely correct. And a big name that doesn't come up at all is Meyer Lansky. Not even a peep.
Yeah.
Meyer Lansky. I mean, he was a Zionist. He was funding Israel. He was used, you know, by the Mossad. It's all in Michael Collins' book. You know,
yes, Michael Collins Piper.
Extensive book on it. Yes.
Yeah, he's got the Judas Goats was a good one. The Enemy Within.
Yes.
God,
absolutely.
I got to miss
Final
Michael
Judgment,
Collins, Piper.
Especially with my life.
Hey, you know he was on our network, right? Michael Collins Piper. What a good guy.
Yep.
What a good guy.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, for sure.
Yeah. That book, I highly recommend it to anybody that has an opportunity to read it, man. The Judas Goats, The Enemy Within. That's incredible information in that. But, yeah, I was really, I wonder... You know, is sometimes Sean just a little bit, you know, is he rebellious and just doing that? I don't know. I don't know who to trust and what to think anymore. But the fact is, I mean, he did have Christopher Bolin on his show. I mean, mm-hmm. He's not the only one. He's had several people on that have exposed the Israeli angle to the involvement in these things in the past. So I have to give him credit there. You know, but, yeah. You know, of course, he doesn't stay on it like we do, but. You know,
that's true. But I try to judge a fruit by, you know, by a tree by its fruit, rather. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what I try to do. It's hard sometimes, you know, we judge, but and we have our own preconceived stuff. But I try to be as objective and really give people credit where they should get credit based on, you know, their good fruits if they have any.
Yep. Yep. Me too. Hey, you know, I have an off-the-wall, just kind of out-from-left-field kind of question that kind of bothered me as I was scanning over a little bit of this, and the picture of Ghislaine Maxwell popped up. Why isn't she being charged? Anybody ever ask themselves that question?
Very telling.
Yeah, right? Right. Can't charge those Israeli agents, I guess. I think Jeffrey just got so bold and so flamboyant because, you know, I've had people ask me, well, if Jeffrey Epstein, if this was a honeypot, how did he get caught? But you have to understand to be able to do the type of operation, to be able to witness the sexual molestation of children and to use it as blackmail against other people. And it requires a very sick individual with tendencies that are almost uncontrollable. I think Jeffrey Epstein was just so sick that he couldn't help but get caught. There was just, he ran across too many good guys that weren't going to lay down and do nothing. Until I see otherwise, that's kind of how I'm looking at it.
No, you're right, Tom. And if you notice, you know, the people who did get outed, you know, along with Epstein the most, you know, the ones who really keep getting repeated. Clinton keeps getting repeated. Why did he get repeated? It's because he's the same way. It's his depravity and his debauchery got the best of him. And that's why he got caught in, you know, his messes. Still cleaned them up pretty well, but, I mean, you know what happened to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look what happened to Maxwell.
Yeah.
And he did more for the state. What did they say? He did more for the state of Israel than people will ever know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a book that I can't, and I know you feel the same way as me. I can't more highly recommend getting that book, Israel Super Spy, Robert Maxwell.
Yeah.
Amazing book.
Yep. That tells you, you know, I there's enough information now. If people do not start waking up, I don't know what else will cause it to happen. I'm starting to have these little Hasbro trolls. They're coming out of everywhere to engage me. I love it. There's this thread with this, what's his name, Rosen. I hope he's listening today. I sent him a link to the show today because I wanted him to tune in. He keeps coming at me with, you realize Muhammad married Aisha, who is like 9 years old when Muhammad married her, right? I'm like, dude, maybe you missed the memo. I'm Christian. I'm not a Muslim. Why is that significant to me? But I tell you what, and I sent him a message back. And the message I sent him back was about the verse in the Talmud about having sex with a child at the age of three, because at the age of three, virginity will return to the child. So I said, you're quoting right. A pedophilic verse out of the Quran. That's your claim. Well, what about the Talmud? I love these Hasbro trolls.
Yeah,
they have copy and paste, and they never respond. They never respond to your response. You know, to your. Yeah. I love it. They're coming out of the woodwork. Though.
They do like the ding dong. You know, the ding dong ditch type thing. That's what I equate it to, with the dog crap on your porch. That's essentially what they do on social media. Because they don't. They don't return to the mess because it's BS. They don't have anything that will lay to stand, and they know it.
Right. Oh, check this one out. This is one of the this is how you know you're dealing, ladies and gentlemen, with the Hasbro troll. Okay, he sends how Arafat ordered the killings of U.S. Ambassador Neo Cleo and his assistant George Curtis Moore in Sudan in 1973. RTR Truth Media has known about this, but wants to cover up this story. Who is Arafat? If not a creation of Israel, for one, right? So he's coming at me with this having absolutely nothing to do with anything that we're covering right now. But this is what they do. They try and get you. And of course, I stay on target. But Barry, you keep trying to smear me, but you have no response to any of the facts I present, quoting pedophile Muslims while ignoring where it came from, the Talmud, but no response. Oh, Barry, as I said, you picked the wrong boy.
Yeah, it's a straw man argument, but you used the straw man argument and turned it around and just used his own momentum against himself, and he still can't refute it. He still can't come back.
No, he won't respond, and then a couple other Hasbro trolls pick up where he left off, and they keep trying to and they keep trying to mire you into this the swamp of wasting your time. I keep it at a couple messages. I cut and I run and I let them go. But just to show you, as soon as we put out, ladies and gentlemen, Chris and I put out this 2-hour long. It's a really cool video that you have to go to RTR Truth Media and see it on YouTube or on BitChute. And as soon as that was actually while it was premiering, here they came. Here came the Hasbro trolls. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to get me to defend Arafat, trying to get us to defend the Ayatollah. Like, dude, I don't know where you got your information there, folks, but I'm no fan of the Ayatollah. My point is it's not the job or the responsibility of American soldiers to lose their lives for these wars for Israel. If Israel wants to fight that battle, have at it. It's not America's responsibility. That's my point. But apparently they see that and we're Iranian apologists. I'm no fan of Iran. I'm not going to make any claims that I am. I have no allegiance to any foreign country. And that's the whole point.
Exactly.
I think that the biggest problem that we have right now is our foreign allegiance with that corporate state over there called Israel. How much money?
Yeah.
Oh my God! The large. Don't tell me that you're a Republican if you can advocate for the largest redistribution of American wealth scheme in American history, seriously. And you know, one day we're gonna have to go back into Doug Zakheim and how when he was in charge of the budget there at the Pentagon, how he listed a bunch of F-16s, like really good. Our good fighter planes, expensive fighter planes, basically a surplus, and sold them off to Israel on pennies on the dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. They've been selling us out from right up. Oh. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just dug out a perfect article for you to send over to Mr. Rosen relating to, you know, Hamas being created by Israeli Mossad, you know, using for counterbalance to Arafat, who's also in bed with Israeli Zionists. I mean, I got a pretty good article, though, but I know they can't refute any of this stuff, so it's just, you know, I don't know. But
they can't. That's why they dance. They they'll throw out another thing about, oh, you're covering up this obscure, you know, a U.S. ambassador was killed, and how Arafat ordered it. What about the USS Liberty, dude? U.S. ambassador is killed by Arafat, but it's okay for the Israeli Air Force and Navy to literally try and exterminate an entire ship of our sailors. So get out of here, dude. Oh, my God.
And even then, like we said, this is a straw man argument. We're not Palestinians. We're not the PLO. We're American nationalists.
That's right. That's
we're
right.
We're American.
All right, we got to jump for another commercial break, folks. We'll be right back. RTR Truth Media on this Sunday with Chris Switzer and Tom Lacoubaris. We'll be right back.
That can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. RTR Truth Media. Anyway, Chris, is there anything else you'd like to cover? We have about 5 minutes left.
See here. I mean, you did give me a good article here I thought was kind of interesting. The Arkansas side, murder of Arkansas Senator Linda Collins Smith linked to Epstein pedophilia and sex trafficking scandal.
Yes. Let me see. We could go into that thread here with
it relates back to Mena, Arkansas, and the Clinton body count, and
That's posted on republicbroadcasting.org's website if you want to check that out. But go ahead.
Yes. So it all just threads right back to Epstein, and that's why I don't feel that this is a distraction, the Epstein thing. It's not a distraction, like Tom already poignantly pointed out. It's something that these sickos, man, they literally they are that sick. It's not a put off. It's not like they're trying to paint themselves off as these monsters for some weird ulterior motive that we're not seeing. No, that's what you saw come out in Virginia Roberts' testimony and her going on with the mainstream media and talking about it. That's all true. These sordid tales of these sickos doing these sick things and doing sex trafficking with pedophilia with very young women, young girls, not women. Is all true, and it comes out in so many different lights and so many different avenues and angles and ties to so many different powerful people, all the way up to the crown. We could go there, you know? British royalty.
Yep.
Prince Andrew.
Yep. And this senator, Linda Collins Smith, the Republican senator, was apparently working on exposing the whole I guess the same thing was going on in Arkansas with the child sex trafficking and corruption that was going on there. And same thing happened like what happened with Nancy Schaefer for exposing CPS, which is essentially a human trafficking scam for the most part. Oh, my God. You know, these Democrats that freak out over these families that are separated on the border and all of this business and apparently there were six kids that died. Rather than saying, you believe in choice, right? What about the choice of these parents to bring their kids across a desert? Six of them die. All the same time, it's okay. It's okay for CPS to be taking kids from parents who have not abused their children. And I have cops on video saying, yeah, you don't even need to be charged or convicted with the crime to lose your kids. And in other words, the cop was saying like he was really uncomfortable because a lot of times the police are called out with CPS to take kids away. And he was basically saying the gist of where his heart was in saying this was like he had a problem with this. I'm like, yeah, well, why are you doing it? I don't care who ordered you to do it. If somebody told me to take the kids from somebody's parents and I got there and there's food in the cupboard and there's no abuse and all you have is this nitwit Marxist social worker who's trying to take kids away from these families, the answer to me would be, you know what? Kick rocks.
Yeah.
It would be worth losing my job.
I wish. Yeah, there's got to be a line that we draw. And where compromise is no more, because to compromise any further would mean to just, cross that line that you just can't come back from.
That's right. Well, we ran out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Switzer, Tom Lacovara, Stewart, RTR Truth Media on RBN. We'll see you next week.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.